This goes to Cheryl Young, Y-O-U-N-G, F like Frank, N like November, P like Practice. Fax 989-831-4306 regarding Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Proctor, P-R-O-C-T-O-R. Date of birth, September 5th of 1939. Dear Ms. Young, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Proctor with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, and hypertension. Her last visit was March 28th of this year. She still suffers from chronic low back pain, and she goes to her pain clinic in Carson City every 3 months and receives spine injections. She does get some relief from them and does not require oral pain medications after she receives them. She did see her cardiologist last week and doesn't have to go back for another 6 months. He's satisfied with her current status. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or no urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, minimal edema of the lower extremities, that is stable. Medications, medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from her previous visit. She does not use any oral, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical examination, weight 158 pounds, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cough is 120 over 60. Pulse is 69 and oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, and a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 6th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.24 with estimated GFR of 43, calcium 8.9, albumin 3.9, phosphorus 3.9, sodium 143, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 28, hemoglobin is 11.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Hypertension is currently well controlled and bilaterally small kidneys. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet. She'll avoid the use of oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. And she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.